You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Have a cup of coffee. Sit back and relax. It's time for John and Gordy on WMDX.
Yeah.
Wow.
Good morning.
Hip. Very cool. WMDX. John and Gordy, yes, indeed. We're here, and it's our 500th show.
That's right.
And boy, the celebration just continues.
I know. We're getting all kinds of phone calls.
Step over the balloons and the confetti.
Yeah, it's
Sam
crazy.
Brought a cake, right?
Yeah
I did.
Thanks
yeah.
for bringing a cake. Man, that's amazing. Okay.
His amazing banana bread. Oh, just...
Yeah, thanks for doing that.
And stuff. Yeah, that was great.
Can't wait to get to that. Okay. We've got Savannah Tomei Olson coming up here in a moment. We'll check in with her with some news headlines.
All right.
But first, now is your chance to win a 4-pack of Brewer tickets. We do this each and every Friday, unless I forgot about it. But I didn't really forget. I just put it off until now. All you need to do is listen for the keyword to text to enter this statewide contest and tune in throughout the day. Each host will have a different keyword, meaning you'll have 5 chances to win for today. The keyword this time around for a 4-pack of Brewer tickets, and this is for the game against the Los Angeles Dodgers. is that right? Yeah, September 18th is that game. The keyword is catch. C-A-T-C-H. Catch, like catch the ball, okay? So if you want to get in on this, this is a statewide contest. Download the Civic Media app, jump on that app, go to WMDX, use the text button, and text us the word catch. You have until 8 a.m. to do that keyword, okay? And listen throughout the day for other chances to win. That is a 4-pack for Brewers tickets against the L.A. Dodgers September 18th. That's a Thursday. The keyword is catch. Okay.
Let's, we have a few.
Oh, we've got a couple of
text here. That
yeah, we got some text from Matt in Middleton, and he said, here, "Let me just dial it up here. We want one. Okay, congrats on your 500th show, and look forward to many more. Thanks for what you do, and keep it up." Hey, thank you, Matt. Appreciate that. You can text us also on the Civic Media app.
Yes.
Call us at 608-879-8255. Okay, let's get to Savannah Tomei Olson. Good morning, Savannah. How are you?
Good morning, guys. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. What's happening in the news?
Well, one of the big local things that I covered this week has to do with 2 swimmers at West High School. One of them is a senior. Her name is Asha, and she has Down syndrome. And Asha has been an exhibition swimmer on the West swim team for the last 2 years, which means that she has kind of a reduced practice schedule. And when she swims at meets, she doesn't score any points. But she's a full member of the team. And she said it has given her such a great sense of community to be on this team with some of her peers. And then there's another student named Aurelia, who is an incoming freshman who was set to be on the West High School swim team as an exhibition swimmer. She also has disabilities. And they were basically told heading into the school year that they would no longer be allowed to be exhibition swimmers, and they would have to try out just like every other student and have no accommodations made for their disabilities. And these kids and these families were pretty upset just at the idea that they would lose out on this community that Asha had been in for 2 years, and this was her last chance to participate. And Aurelia was going to get to spend 4 years on the team. So a bunch of people really flooded one of the school board meetings this week to kind of urge the school board to reverse course.
Who's responsible for that? Who came up with this? This sounds DEI to me.
To object to this?
Yes.
Yeah.
So the coach of the swim team, people had nothing but lovely things to say about her and how she has created an inclusive environment there for these last few years. It sounds like that decision came from above her, although it's still not entirely clear. That's part of why the parents are so frustrated. They say it's not, they haven't gotten real answers as to why they've made this change and deviated course. But there were not just their families, but even other swimmers on the team, swimmers without disabilities, who came and spoke and said, you know, we want them on the team.
All right.
Wow. It's amazing. Okay.
That's really, really disappointing. And again, I'm not bringing it up to be confrontational, but DEI has been getting rid of all of these special accommodations for so many other students out there. Mm. And this just sounds like one of those instances. Okay, let's continue. What else
now,
have you got?
You got a story about the Willie Street parking situation and the express lanes, right?
That's right. This is the first week of it being a whole lot slower during rush hour because they're now allowing parking again. So that means there's only one open lane during, I think it's like after 4 o'clock in the afternoon. So they're going to see whether this makes any difference when it comes to all those buildings that feel like they constantly get crashed into on Willie Street. Yeah. You know, Mother Fools has been hit 3 times at this point. So the traffic engineering division is basically trying this out for 6 weeks to see if it ends up making Willie Street safer as people go a little slower.
That's it. You know, it's so strange. I mean, why would it just be Willie Street? What's going on over there in the east side?
Well, they were looking at the data. They were like, there are far more crashes into buildings here than there are comparable streets, even like West Wash and East Wash. And they don't really have a good answer.
Yeah. Okay. I got a clue, though. I mean, you know, 4 blocks over is East Washington Avenue. You could go in the same direction, a little faster, a little easier. But anyway, you got to keep those cars parked there because, you know, taking them out for a little while, everybody gets confused by it because, you know, John Nolan takes 2 lanes and drives them into 1 lane on Willie Street. It's just a big mess. So just keep the cars parked there in front of the businesses so they don't get run into. Just leave the cars there to get run into, I guess.
Right.
Well, you led me perfectly into my next story. You better enjoy John Nolan while you can, simply because construction starts next week.
That's right.
Next month.
Next month.
Wow.
Oh, boy.
Yep.
That goes on for 2 years.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
3 years.
Two or 3 years, yeah. All right, Savannah, thank you so much. You have a good weekend. Yeah. We'll talk to you again next week.
Take care.
Very good. Thanks, Savannah.
All right.
Okay.
We got the big story here. Should we get to that, or do you have something else?
No.
Okay.
It's time for the big story. Let's get to it.
Here we are, radio hosts, our big 500th show. Of course, let's go to another radio host, a right winger, Clay Travis. There are so many of them out there. I was blocked from doing any kind of radio show on any of the other AM radio stations out there. They didn't want a liberal on their airwaves.
No, of course not.
They silenced me. They censored me. They did. And, they got away with it, and they continue to get away with this kind of crap.
That was all Vicky McKenna's fault.
And by the way,
she didn't want to work with you anymore.
True.
When you threw the headphones against the wall, that was the last straw.
I know. She felt endangered by me.
I can see why.
Yeah. Yeah, that always happens. Yeah. But anyway, I'm really getting fed up and tired of this outrage on the right. We are constantly being threatened. Liberals, Democrats, progressives, we're always being threatened by the right wing. Constantly.
Yeah.
They're even coming right out and saying it, that they've got to get rid of woke. Well, woke is another word for liberal. They want to get rid of it, wipe it out. They want to take it out of this country. That's us. I feel threatened every damn day they say this stuff.
Mm.
And now they're outraged because something like this happened. The shooting happened, and now they're saying that we're the ones bringing on all the violence. Well, I disagree completely with that, and I think everybody else does, too. We're the ones being threatened. We're the ones being taken out. The immigration, the ICE agents taking everybody out of here, everybody, Americans and immigrants as well. This whole thing is just drummed up outrage, and it drives me crazy. But here's Clay Travis, now that I've said all that.
Okay.
Cool. He has this blunt response to Barack Obama's claim that he doesn't know what motivated Charlie Kirk's murder. Let's listen. This is cut 79.
I am tired of hearing people say, like Barack Obama did, like Hillary Clinton did, we condemn this violence. Guess what? You can't call the president of the United States for 10 years Adolf Hitler. And you can't say that he's a fascist dictator. And you can't say that anyone who voted for Trump or advocated for him, like you, me, Riley, and Charlie Kirk, are Nazis. And then when someone tries to kill us, You can't suddenly say, oh, we condemn this violence. You caused it. Look at me right now. You caused this. When you tell...
I just want to pause here because, you know, when you listen to these individuals talk about being called Hitlers and Nazis, we're not just making it up. You hang out with white nationalists, right? You hang out with actual Nazis marching down the streets. You have them on as guests. You talk to them. Mm-hmm. You pass along their message to the public on the American airwaves. This is what's happening in this country. We're not just making it up. So what they want to do when they shout about this, like Clay Travis, is they want to shut us down. They want to shut us up. Let's continue.
Okay.
Tell people that someone is Hitler. You are telling crazy people, go kill them. And I am sick of pretending that that is anything other than what they're doing. That guy in West Palm Beach, what did he say? He was killing Trump because he believed Trump was Hitler. This is what they do, all right? This left-wing violence, it's out of control. And Charlie Kirk bore the brunt of that left-wing violence. And guess what? But for the twist of his head at the last minute, Donald Trump's head would have been blown off on live television. And that is intentional. They are lighting fires and then claiming, oh, what do you know? There's a fire there. They're doing it on purpose. MSNBC, Sean, you watch this. They were live on the air saying, one of their guys said, they put out a PR statement. He said, well, Charlie Kirk was riddled basically with hate. And when you put hate out into the world, this kind of thing happens. Oh, tough break. You get shot and killed even though you're completely innocent and all you're doing is making arguments for the betterment of the country. Tough.
All right.
Okay.
Enough of that stuff.
Yeah.
But he did bring up Matthew Dowd, who got fired from MSNBC for just saying a normal, everyday comment. I mean, this guy is white bread. And they had him on commenting about this, and I want to play this. This is cut 73, Matthew Dowd. The comment he made that got him fired at MSNBC, who takes all of this stuff seriously from the right wing, that we should shut up. Well, this is their response, guilty as charged. Let's listen.
Talk to me about the environment in which a shooting like this happens.
Yeah, and again, I emphasize what you just emphasized. We don't know any of the full details of this. We don't know if this was a supporter shooting their gun off in celebration, or so we have no idea about this. But following up on what was just said, he's been one of the most divisive, especially divisive younger figures in this, who is constantly sort of pushing this sort of hate speech or sort of aimed at certain groups. And I always go back to hateful thoughts lead to hateful words, which then lead to hateful actions. And I think that's the environment we're in, that people just, you can't stop with these sort of awful thoughts you have and then saying these awful words and not expect awful actions to take place.
Matt.
And that's the unfortunate environment we're in.
That's right. Now, he got fired for that. Ridiculous, isn't
it?
I mean, that is just a normal, everyday comment. And MSNBC's president, Rebecca Kutler, who, by the way, is going to also be in charge of MS Now when they split off from NBC, she said this: we apologize for the statements, as he has, too. There is no place for violence in America, political or otherwise. Does anyone out there really think that he's calling for action on maybe taking it out on other individuals, violently shooting them? No, of course he isn't. This is we're just playing, and we're just, again, collapsing in the face of right-wing pressure. That's it.
19 past the hour. We've got a number of phone calls. Hang on the line here. We're going to check in with Brittany Merlot next on Weekend Weather and much more. Rockers in the studio, too, with a Maxine preview coming up.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
WMDX 92.7, John and Gordy in the morning, our 500th show. No one ever thought it could happen. And
especially us.
We never had a clue that this could happen. And the plaque on the wall was just a wonderful,
I know,
heartfelt.
It's amazing. Yeah. Got a big crowd here in the studio and, you know, out in the lobby there.
That's what we do. You know,
everybody wants our autograph.
We're talking about the outrage on the right. We'll be getting to our phones in just a few moments and get your input.
But first, I want to remind everybody, this is a keyword hour. If you want to win a four-pack of Brewer tickets, the keyword this hour is catch, C-A-T-C-H. Just use your Civic Media app. Go to WMDX, hit the text button, and text us the word catch. Before 8 a.m., we will draw a winner and notify you. This is for a four-pack of tickets for Thursday, September 18th, against Los Angeles at AmFam Field. Again, the keyword is catch, C-A-T-C-H. Okay? Should we go to the phones?
All right, yeah. Let's definitely do that. Let's go to Charles in Milwaukee. Charles, what do you got for us?
Good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. This fake outrage from the right. They lie. Everything they say is lies, from the wokeness to schools teaching white kids to hate themselves. I would love to ask any Republican that says that, CJ including, what school has he ever walked into and they've taught and they're telling white kids, you need to hate yourself for the things that was done to people of color. This fake outrage of, well, Obama and Hillary Clinton. I've never heard one of them call Donald Trump Hitler. You know who I did hear call Donald Trump Hitler? His vice president, J.D. Vance. I heard Marco Rubio talk about how horrible Donald Trump is. I heard Ted Cruz talk about how horrible Donald Trump is. I heard, I can't think of his name offhand, but all of these, the guy from South Carolina that said that if we elect Donald Trump to the Republican Party, that's the end of the Republican Party. Donald Trump is always spewing hate. Lindsey Graham. He's always spewing hate. Yeah. Democratic Party is always talking about how can we include everyone.
Boy, very
the
good.
Republicans continue to go after trans kids.
Yeah.
Gay that, people.
Great, so, great, I know. And they bring up this DEI as though that is some kind of, you know, horrible, terrible thing that we're foisting off on people. And now we've lost some swimmers here in our school system simply because of that, I think, anyway. Yeah. That's what it sounds like. Charles, thanks for that. And I really appreciate it. Yes, the right wing has actually said these negative things about Trump before they jumped on board his ship.
Yeah.
You know?
That's
so,
it.
Yeah.
Let's go to
Dick.
Dick is on the line with us this morning. Good morning, Dick. What do you got for us?
Well, first of all, congratulations on 500.
Oh, thanks.
A lot more. What I'm wondering, too, is how we went from such snowflakes to just such predatory animals.
Yeah, that happened.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
But also, something that Kirk said, I'm paraphrasing as best I can, more or less, I wonder if you'd been as cavalier had his own children been victims, when he makes it to sound like, you know, children being slaughtered in schools is collateral damage that you're going to get so that we can have, you know, guns.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, that is one of the most amazing comments. Yeah, just a few deaths a year, but that's worth it to keep our Second Amendment.
Right.
Wow. Yeah. That's
said it all.
As somebody else's kids.
That's right. He didn't expect this.
Yeah.
I appreciate it, Dick. Thank you. I actually have a list of...
I think we want to let our listeners know that there's some breaking news here. President Trump has announced that they think that they have captured the suspected gunman. And so that news is breaking.
I'm glad that reporter Trump has
Donald Trump
chimed in.
Anchorman for America.
He's breaking news for all of us now. This is his job. He's such a micromanager.
There's a press conference coming up at 8 a.m.
Here are some of the comments from Charlie Kirk. Gay people should be stoned to death. Most people are scared when they see a black pilot flying a plane. Taylor Swift should reject feminism and submit to her husband. No one should be allowed to retire. Leftists should not be allowed allowed to move to red states. British colonialism was what made the world decent. The guy who assaulted the Pelosi should be bailed out. Mm. Religious freedom should be terminated. Multiple black politicians stole white people's spots. MLK Jr. was an awful person. The great replacement theory is reality. Vaccine requirements or medical apartheid. I mean, these are a positive message. Is this a positive message for America? I don't think so. Mm. We are horrified by what happened to Charlie Kirk.
Yeah.
No one should ever have this kind of fate, regardless of their belief system.
Yeah. Political violence is never good.
And to actually have former presidents come out and say something about this is amazing. I mean, Charlie Kirk is just, you know, a commentator, podcaster. Mm-hmm. So I think the left has reacted well to this. But I think the right wing has seen a political opening here, and they want to go after everybody on the left, everybody, and act like it's outrageous and that we are promoting violence and shootings and whatever else. Remember, the guy who took a shot at Trump was a right winger.
Yeah.
Okay. So
there you have it.
The guy at the golf course was a right winger.
Yeah. 29 past the hour. We will turn away from politics here for a while. We've got Rocker in the studio.
Well, what a way to end preview. The week for politics.
Well,
though,
I know it. Yeah. It's our 500th episode. Sam Davison continues with us too. Rocker in the studio with a Max Inc. preview coming up next on John and Gordy for a Friday. John and Gordy band.
Yeah.
Doing the rocker theme.
That's right. That cost a lot of money to produce that.
We had to rent a recording studio to get the musicians together.
The best musicians we could find in the Midwest.
Rocker is here with the Max Inc. preview. Good morning, Rocker.
Oh, what's happening, guys? That is so awesome. We were playing that song last week on Max Inc. Radio, and now there's a new version I hear.
Right.
We have a new single that'll be coming out with I'm Rocker. So it's awesome. I'll definitely tell you whether I like those intros or not. So it was a good thing I stood up. It's awesome. I got to thank you guys.
It was fun.
Creative.
Yeah.
That was fun.
And Rocker, you remember Sam Davison is with us. Sam,
I saw the bug on the way in. Yeah. I knew Sam would be here. That's awesome.
Yeah, we missed that bug out the
VW bug.
We really do.
Have you had some more work done to it?
More than you.
I did. I did a bunch of work on it while I was stuck at home. Actually, I didn't have much else to do.
Yeah.
Okay. So what did you do? Add a radio?
I replaced all the wheel bearings because it would shake if you turned in one direction.
Oh my god, that sounds so nice.
Does the horn work?
It does work.
So warm and
everything.
Fuzzy.
How about you got new windshield wipers the other day, right?
Yeah. I'm moving up in the world. I finally have enough money to buy windshield wipers.
You know, in old cars like that, we used to put in record players. We used to play 45s in the car. Yeah.
Oh my god. I saw a bunch of styrofoam. I thought in the car. Are you trying to float that down? Is that going to float now?
Yeah, I actually have the boat strapped to the top for when I drive into the lake.
Right.
You still have the styrofoam boat?
I do, yeah.
Okay. Hey, put that mic up a little closer. Okay.
There you go.
Why am I telling you? You know how to do this. Okay.
I thought I just sounded a little goofy because it's running through the other board.
The other board. All right.
Oh, yeah.
Well, we'll work on it.
It does sound a little.
Okay. All right, Rocker. What do you got for us for Max Inc. preview this week?
Max Inc. Radio, we're going to unplug from politics Saturday, 6 to 9 p.m. right here on WMDX 92.7 FM. You can find our podcast at thecivicmedia.us/Max Inc. Radio. This week, Big John Smolik. He's a drummer from Go Play God. He's been around for a long time in this scene. He got a bad case of, I guess, not bad case of diabetes, and he had to have his leg amputated below the knee. And for a drummer, that's just, you know, it seems like a crazy thing. Yeah. So we're all, the music scene is coming together to help Big John out. And we're going to talk to him this weekend on the phone. We're going to get him on the phone and talk about the fundraiser for Big John, which Iron Plow is going to be making our return at. We'll be talking about that in a minute.
Okay.
But we also have Static Affliction and Mother Hive and a Bad and Zen for that show. Now, the crazy thing about that show is there's going to be some huge raffles there. I did not know this. It's really coming out. They're going to be raffling. Are you ready for this? They're going to be raffling off a Gibson SG Standard 1961 guitar that was anonymously donated for the event. So there's going to be much more than that, though.
That's worth some money there.
There's going to be a 2024 Green Bay Packers signed football. There's going to be Mallard Game Passes up for the raffle. There's even going to be a PRS guitar from Dave's Guitar Shop, which is amazing. Ultimate Arts tattoo packages and a Fender Acoustic. Lots of really good stuff. Okay. If you want to come down and join the raffle, raise funds for Big John.
I'll tell you what.
So you guitar players out there, a Paul Reed Smith guitar and also a Gibson SG.
A 61 Gibson.
A 61. SG. Yeah. That's, man, that is huge.
We actually have the John and Gordy guitar banjo that we have signed.
Oh,
and
we are willing to give it away. We're going to donate that, are we? Okay.
What will we talk about for the rest of time?
I don't know. All right.
Oh, and hey, we'll have live from the Mad City, we'll have Melissa Keeler. She'll be right here live from the Mad City in our studio. So there's some good things happening around town. Jenny Lupien and Mason Meyer Band, they're just a great love story. Jenny, she's a singer-songwriter from the Midwest. She used to be a fitness and gymnastic coach, and she quit everything and is now a full-time musician. Mm. She met Mason, and you know what? I think they fell in love. He's the bricklaying owner of Main Street Music in Brooklyn, Wisconsin, and now he kind of quit everything and kind of became a singer. Well, he still does his other stuff, but now he's into it. So they have a band, and they're going to be playing Saturday, September 13th at the Harmony Bar.
Tomorrow
right now.
Night. Okay.
Let's check it out. Jenny Lupien and Mason Meyer Band. This is Back to You.
What can I do to make you stay? I guess I'm going to have to kneel and pray. If we could find a way, change how it ends. No, we both would have tried once again. So now what do we do? What do we say? Silence can be worse than words, but I can't fight with you one more day. Let's call it truce, let's go our separate ways. I can't seem to live without you. There's got to be a better way. Love me through my hard words. Don't drive away on me.
Trust me when I tell you. There's no one else I'd rather see.
Boy, it brings back the old days of Ian and Sylvia and, you know, all these other folk groups. Male-female singers.
Yeah, the male singer sounds a little bit like Waylon Jennings.
Yeah,
he's got a real vibe.
Yeah, he's a big guy, baritone voice. I mean, he talks super low to you.
It's
amazing.
That is a good song. Love that.
So they're at the Harmony Bar tomorrow night.
They're coming up at the Harmony Bar tomorrow night. That's on Atwood Avenue over on the east side. Mm-hmm. Well, let's get back to the return of Iron Plow.
Oh,
I'm
going
to tell you about the show now.
Right.
I'll be making my return to the drums, of course, after I had cardiac arrest on stage back in December. this is now coming full circle. 9 months later, I'm getting back on the stage with my band Iron Plow, and we're going to be doing the fundraiser for Big John. But a fun thing that's going to be happening with that, UW Health, they're doing a little bit of a documentary on my journey back to health, back to playing drums. And so they're going to be there filming for the event. And if you want, please come down. UW Health, they'll be filming it for me. And you can be a part of the studio audience. It's the fundraiser for Big John this Sunday at the Crucible on the east side of Madison. 2 to 7 p.m., Iron Plow plays at 5 p.m. So I brought in another one of our Iron Plow songs. This is a little bit of a throwback. This is called Whiskey Days, Iron Plow.
Drumming.
That drummer's got something going on there.
Well, at least you guys aren't replacing drummers left and right like Spinal Tap, right?
Yeah, right. I wouldn't go. they tried to get rid of me. I said, no.
See, I mean, this could actually be Iron Plow. The end continues.
Yeah, that's right. You know? Oh yeah, we plan on going until we got walkers and canes.
How long has the band been together?
Yeah. Since the pandemic, I think October 2021.
Okay,
we started because everything was just shut down, and we're all old friends, and we had never jammed in a band together, and we thought, why not?
Yeah.
Got together, and now it's been a couple of years now. So, yeah.
Excellent. Well, that show,
together.
Again, Sunday at on the Commercial Avenue at
The Crucible.
Yeah.
The Crucible.
From 2 to 7.
2 to 7 p.m. daytime show. And don't forget about the killer raffle. Lots of good stuff happening there. Come down and be a part of the studio audience while they film it. We'll have a good time.
And now Channel 27 is stopping by here in a little while to interview you. Is that the deal? So you're going to be on TV maybe tonight or tomorrow?
That I guess we'll have to see what the TV gods say, but they're going to come and do a little interview with me. You never know when they get, reassigned or different stuff happens. It's TV news. But
I mean, you're not required to say John Negroni or anything like that during the interview.
Can you sign that?
Okay. All right. What else you got here?
Oh, we got time for one more here?
Yeah, I think absolutely.
The band Feel. I thought I'd bring, these guys are playing September 17th, 8 p.m. at the High Noon Saloon. They're from St. Louis, Missouri. And I don't know if you've seen them on Facebook. They really have a good Facebook campaign going on, but their dynamic classic rock inspired sound incorporates blues, jazz, 60s experimental. TheBandFeel.com. I think these guys are awesome. This song is called Find a Love. The Band Feel, they'll be at the High Noon Saloon September 17th.
Sounds good.
Aren't those guys fun?
You got it going on here.
I've been seeing them on Facebook for quite some time. They've been showing up in my feeds, and all of a sudden, here they are coming to the High Noon Saloon. I thought, man, people need to know about this band. They are really good.
Absolutely. It's the band feel. That's the name of the band.
Yeah.
Yes.
Right? I mean, it's
the band feel.
The band feel.
The band feel. Yeah. Go check them out. Saturday, September 17th. Sunday, I don't know what day that is. September 17th. Whatever day September 17th falls on, that's the day to go see
them, right?
That's
when they're going to be there. Okay.
Yeah.
Good deal. All right. We got a minute here. Let's see. You know what? Let's go to the break here, and then we'll come back with Rocker for a few more songs. Again, Sam Davison is with us. We want to remind you, you can go to WMDXradio.com. We've got Rocker's event on there and on the banner, and we also have a new event page there you should check out. And, of course, the newsletter comes out every Thursday, I believe, and you can check that and sign up for our WMDX newsletter.
Tell us what you think on our live poll that we have on there as well.
That's right. Yeah, the poll question. And, again, we have a new poll question for you every Monday, so you have one more day to get in on the poll. It's what's the most challenging part of getting to the Dean County Farmers Market? You can weigh in on that. Finding parking seems to be the biggest challenge that's been holding the lead all this week.
That's right.
All right. We'll be back with more of Rocker with Maxine Preview and wrap up our 500th episode at WMDX next.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Get down.
I'm back.
We're back.
Here we go.
I'm back.
Stand by.
I'm back.
Come on.
We're the best of Madison.
Sam Davison, get off of the table. You can't dance on the console here.
I'm back, man. I am so back.
Oh, no.
Man, we really energized him. I think we're going to have to make room for him here at the table.
You know what James Brown does to me.
I know.
Yes.
I know. Now, you mentioned during the break, a friend of yours is playing a High Noon Saloon, the band.
Yeah, that's right. My old roommate's band, Causing Control, they're playing at the High Noon tonight, along with Blush, Shebe and the Lovemakers, and Lowboy. Starting around 8 tonight.
Okay. All right. Nice.
All right.
Great stuff.
Of course, Rocker is here again for the Maxing Preview. Got a couple more things.
I'll cut it down to two more.
Okay.
I think they're both really good, too. Rick Dietz, Thursday, September 18th, he's at the Harmony Bar with his son, Wilder Dietz. So Rit and Wilder Dietz will be playing. He's a local musician and songwriter, but Rit is also a writer. And he will be celebrating the release of his unusual debut novel called Settle Down. It takes place in 1980s Virginia and right here in Madison on the Near East Side. So it's an interesting book coming out. He'll be releasing that book and playing at the release party September 18th, Thursday, at the Harmony Bar. Right now, let's check out a song he had a little while ago that just came out. Rit Dietz, this is called East Side.
The Catfish River flowed from the fourth lake to the third, like Mendota rolls your horror. To Monona sings the bird who heads it south, south and north. In the west, well, that's where the sun goes down. You belong on the east side of this town. I could fish all day with my friends off of Bible camp. Walk and walk up and down Monroe. But the cottonwoods at Albrecht, they got a whisper I know. Back to the east side you go.
Sounds great.
Very mellow. That's wild. You know, I love it when they mention Madison in a song. That is all that's
terrific.
Everything in that song.
Well, wow. That is just more proof that the East Side's where it's at.
That's where it's at. Oh, no, wait a minute.
Absolutely.
Here. Hold on.
Oh, Catherine Lake has joined us in the studio.
Well, yeah, we've got a great song that mentions a lot of chain restaurants in on the West Side. So.
Arby's, McDonald's.
If you say it just like that, it sounds cool. Yeah.
Oh, Catherine, jump on that mic.
Well, I'm here, and I just wanted to tell you this has been a really wonderful show, but did you say 500?
Yeah, 500th episode, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Why?
I have some bad news.
Oh, no, it's
whoa,
Friday.
Wait a minute. Uh-oh. They're taking back one of them, and that's today.
It's only 499. We're gone. Yeah, you miscounted.
What?
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Are you kidding me?
Got to do all this over again.
No, come on. Oh, no.
Next time, talk to management. What the hell are you doing?
Time to pop all the balloons, right, I guess.
I guess so.
Who's keeping track here?
They're taking away the cupcakes.
Hey, we got time for one more song here.
And this is perfect. I'm going to talk about another guy. He's actually from Australia, and he's going to be coming here to the High Noon Saloon September 22nd, 7:30 p.m. Absolutely amazing. I actually tried to get him here for Atwood Fest, but he was not available. But he's coming here now, September 22nd.
Okay.
All right, so I got to set this song up. So this guy, there is no guitar in this band, okay?
Okay.
And he's absolutely amazing with his originals, but I thought I'd bring in a song that's maybe a little familiar to people. He's going to do Jimi Hendrix's Voodoo Child, right? So he's going to do this, and you're going to hear it on a whammy clavinet. So this is a keyboard that has a whammy bar. And
what?
You got to go look it up on YouTube.
Okay.
You can see him play Lachy Doley, which is Lachydoley. He's Australian. Whammy clavinet. You've never seen anything like this. It's going to be at the Harmony. You just got to hear it to believe it. Mm-hmm. This is Lachy Doley doing Voodoo Child, no guitar.
Okay. Wow, that's amazing.
A whammy clavinet. That is not a guitar.
He's got the Hendrix thing happening.
That is really amazing. I don't even know what that looks like.
You have to go to YouTube to see this thing. It's it's like a regular kind of old looking, you know, keyboard. Almost like an organ, right?
Yeah.
But out of the top is this bar that comes out, right? So he plays, so he's playing the keys with his right hand and then this whammy bar with his left hand.
Yeah.
And he's got, you know, lots of sound effects, but...
Wow.
I mean, when you see the other songs, too, I mean, he's just, you know, Hammond B3 player, expert, master. I mean, you really got to see this guy to believe it.
That's great stuff.
Very good. All right. We'll check it out.
Lachy Doley tonight, or coming up at the High Noon Saloon, September 22nd.
And Max Weekend, quickly?
Yes, 6 to 9 p.m. Saturday night, we'll have John Smolik, and we'll have Melissa Keeler playing live here.
And everybody check out the big show on Sunday at the Crucible with Iron Plow and the rest of the band.
That's right.
And
I'll be coming back, going to play the drum set that... I played on December 26th. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Very good. Sam Davison, thanks for joining us. Okay. You turned your mic off just to... Okay.
It's on, I swear.
Oh, man. It's on over here, too. All right. Sam, great to see you.
That can happen.
Yeah.
You don't know, but I unplugged your mic.
He's trying to unplug mine.
Okay. Monday's show, Mayor Paul Soglin will join us, former mayor, also Pam Yonke and Amy Horak. That's it for us. Have a great day.
Yes.
Happy 500th, John.
Thank you very much, Gordy.
All right. Couldn't have done it without you.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community.
Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.